Right now, for students to get the most out of their college experience and have academic success, feeling a sense of belonging on campus can be crucial. A new survey of students at UW-Madison found that members of minority groups were less likely to feel welcome than their peers. Students of color, LGBTQ, and transgender students, and those with disabilities all reported feeling less welcome at the state's flagship university. They're also more likely to consider leaving the university and to have had threatening behavior directed at them. Sherry Charleston is the Interim Assistant Vice Provost at UW-Madison's Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. Sherry, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Sherry, this survey looked at whether students felt welcome on campus, whether they felt they belonged on campus. What kind of things did we find out? What kind of differences did we see among different groups on campus?
Students reported considerable differences based on their backgrounds and identities. So, for instance, while 81% of students overall feel welcome on campus, the same is true for only 69% of LGBTQ students, 67% of students with a disability, and 65% of students of color, and then 50% of transgender non-binary students. We are concerned about that number. We noticed that about 1 in 10 students reported personally experiencing hostile, harassing, or intimidating behavior while at UW-Madison. So while, you know, the good news here is that 4 out of 5 students reported feeling very or extremely safe, welcome, and respected, and 70% feel like they belong, there are considerable numbers of students who don't have that same experience. And so our challenge is to make sure that all students have the same positive, welcoming, and wonderful experience while they're here on campus.
What difference does it make if a student doesn't feel welcome on campus and feel like they belong there? What does that affect their academic career?
Research has demonstrated for years that a student's sense of belonging, their ability to really focus on their academics is directly affected by the campus climate. And our concern was that we want this to be a campus. Our concern of the chancellor, the concern of the vice provost for diversity and inclusion, the concern is that we want this place to be a campus that is welcome for everyone, where everyone has an opportunity to thrive academically.
And no matter how you slice it, clearly students of color, transgender students felt less welcome, felt less like they belonged. Can you talk about some of the reasons that go into that at UW-Madison and probably other campuses?
Sure. I think there are a number of things that go into why a particular student doesn't feel like they belong. I'll tell you, some of the findings indicated, and some of the findings and the recommendations, let me say, indicated that students raised concerns about their experiences inside the classroom. There were also concerns about incidents of hate and bias on campus. So for us, part of the task is to think about how we make our classrooms in particular more inclusive environments. Similarly, making sure that we are responsive to incidents of hate and bias. The Dean of Students Office has been wonderful in that they have hired a full-time person to handle hate and bias reporting here on campus. And we're hoping that in the next iteration we'll start to see an increase in the number of reported incidents, not to say that we want more incidents to occur, but that if there are incidents that are happening, that we are reporting them and that we are responding to them. And then that gives us a better opportunity to make sure that the number of incidents actually goes down by making sure that we're responsive to them. So for us, there's a sort of a the goal going forward is going to be thinking about ways that we promote and improve the assessment of instructional best practices to make sure that our learning environments are inclusive, continuing to boost recruitment of underrepresented students, faculty, and staff, making sure that we retain them because we know that that has a direct impact on campus climate. And then, of course, the other piece is really increasing the capacity of students, faculty, and our staff to be able to intervene when there are instances of hostile, harassing, or intimidating behavior, because we know that all of those things go into making our campus and our climate a lot safer.
A couple other groups that the report touched on were students from working-class backgrounds, students who were maybe the first in their family to attend college or university. How can the university be a welcoming place for people who don't have that, you know, that family background, so maybe their parents could tell them what it's like to be on campus?
Well, we know that, students, first-generation students, international students, transfer students, students from working-class background did report a less positive campus climate on some measures. The efforts that we're putting in place, the idea that we need to improve and provide more training and education related to diversity and inclusion, also applies to students who are first generation as well. Making sure that we're thinking inclusively about diversity and really thinking through our responses in ways that are responsive to a wide variety of diverse populations, including students who are first generation. We've always said that our definition of diversity is a broad one, and it's an inclusive one. And making sure that all students on campus have a positive experience is not just referring to students of color. It's referring to all students on campus, including students who are first generation and who come from working class backgrounds. That's really the Wisconsin idea.
We're talking to Sherry Charleston from UW-Madison's Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement about a new survey on whether students felt like they belonged on campus, like they felt they were welcome there. And Sherry, can you talk about programs either already going on at UW or in the works that might help address some of these concerns?
Sure. I think the thing that's important to remember is that the Campus Climate Survey was part of a larger initiative that started well before the survey itself. It was part of our Real Change implementation plan. And that Real Change document outlines a number of recommendations and a number of initiatives that we've been working to implement for several years now. I think most recently, many people are aware of some initiatives that we've launched over the past year, some new initiatives. So our Wisconsin is in its second year. It's a community building program that aims to equip students with the skills to live and work effectively in a diverse world. It's actually been expanded and was offered to all incoming students this fall, up from 1,000 students in its pilot year, so we're extremely excited about that. The School of Education developed a discussion project, which is a professional development opportunity that will begin this fall to help faculty and academic staff members really facilitate high-quality classroom discussions that can engage all students. And we think this is an excellent training opportunity and an excellent initiative that that has been provided to teaching assistants, and that we believe really has a lot of promise to impact the way we carry out our classroom instructional duties here on campus. The Black Cultural Center opened in May in the Red Gym, which was a great accomplishment, a wonderful event, and we're extremely excited about that. And then I mentioned before that the Dean of Students Office had created the full-time position of a bias response and advocacy coordinator last spring to oversee the university's bias reporting policies. So we're excited about all of these initiatives. We think that they are in line with what was outlined in the Real Change document. Some things are, there's a lot of correlation between the results of the Campus Climate Survey and some of the things that we had already been working to do, and we're hoping We're hoping to gain some traction over the course of the next few years, but we're really excited that, one of the things that the survey indicated to us is that in many ways we're on the right track.
Chief Diversity Officer Patrick Sims said that change on this can't be top-down. It can't all come from the administration, that students need to be involved in helping find solutions. What kind of work would you like to see from students? What kind of contributions?
Absolutely. Diversity is everybody's responsibility. When we think about diversity, we oftentimes think of a sort of a top-down approach, and that's not what it is. We are a diverse campus, and we need to continually become more diverse. We have been very fortunate to have students who've been very active throughout this process. We have several governance committees on campus that will be looking at these recommendations and plotting next steps. And from our perspective, students are an integral part of that. We're currently strategizing and thinking about what the plan is going forward. And one of the most crucial aspects is to make sure that there's a student voice at the table. So we'll continue to work with ASM. We'll continue to work with interested students on campus. Over the course of the next month, we're going to be having a series of talkback sessions. And the first one is coming up pretty soon on December 4th at the MSC, the Multicultural Student Center. We're hoping that we can get a lot of student feedback there. So hopefully if you have any student listeners who are interested in coming to the talkback session, they will join us and give them an opportunity really to talk to the staff and really think about what the path forward looks like.
Now, there could be students out there listening now or their parents thinking, all I care about is, does my kid get good classes? Do they get through? Do they get that degree? How does it benefit a student to be part of a diverse campus? What would you say to them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen for years more and more employers looking for students who have an ability to work with people from a variety of backgrounds. In my own courses, I'm constantly talking about how we have to think about things from a variety of different perspectives. We know it's connected to problem-solving ability, which is a key recruiting tool, a key recruiting metric. And so we really want to prepare students to be able to participate in a diverse workforce. And in order for that to happen, that means they have to get experience working in diverse learning environments and diverse communities.
We'll leave it there for now. Sherry, thanks a lot for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Sherry Charleston is the Interim Assistant Vice Provost at the UW-Madison's Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. She talked with us about a new survey showing that minority students feel less welcome on the UW-Madison campus than the student body does as a whole.